Please be seated, won't you? Well, good morning. I'm sure many of you remember a prayer card or a prayer called the Footprints Prayer. How many of you remember that? So you've probably seen it. It's pretty popular. It's a beautiful little prayer in which there's an image of two people walking and then one person walking and then two people walking in the sand, or sometimes just two and then one. And you remember the prayer? It says, you know, Lord, I went through this trouble. Where were you? I couldn't see you. How come you weren't there? It looks like you abandoned me. And then the prayer says, no, I didn't abandon you. I was carrying you. And it was your footprints that were missing because you were in my arms. It's a beautiful image of how God might care for us. And I think of this prayer whenever I hear this particular gospel. The Gospel of Thomas. Thomas is our patron saint of this particular church. Thomas was the doubter. And what that means is that Thomas often is found in Scripture to be doubting what's happening. And so often he's questioning and he's sort of skeptical. So he's always asking Jesus, what does this mean? Why are we doing this? I'm not going to believe it until I can see it and touch it. And I always think that Thomas is really helpful for us, because it invites us, those of us that might be a little skeptical, it gives us a way in to Jesus, so to speak. And Thomas is really there for all of us that are in this room. Because Thomas asked the question, how can I believe if I can't see and I can't touch and I can't hear the voice? How can we believe when we don't necessarily see Jesus physically? We can't necessarily touch Jesus, reach out and hold his hand. In that moment, Jesus appears to Thomas. And here's the challenge that I think that's there for us. It's like in the Footprints Prayer, in the beginning of that, we're skeptical that God is here. It's sometimes hard for us to look around and to know. I think this really comes into play when we go through a challenging time in our life. Now, by challenging, I don't just mean that we're taking a hard physics test or we've got a big thing to do at work. I mean when we're really pushed to the test. I'm talking biblical Job kind of testing. And often we can go through a challenge, and I've been there with so many people when they just can't believe in God. They're angry at God. They deny God. They just don't think God would let this happen to them. And it's such a difficult moment, and it seems so dark. And I heard this beautiful story. I read this beautiful story this week that has really captured a lot of what I think about that. And the story was that a person came in to see a friend who was a person of faith and said, I just can't believe in God anymore. I can't believe that this happened to me, this awful thing, whatever it was going on. He said, that's okay. Because right now, maybe that's where you need to be. But I have enough faith for both of us. And so I'll carry you for this time. And the person went on to write to say that often that's the challenge of the faith community, both for the priests and for people who are surrounding others. That at time we're called to be those beacons of faith in the world. Thomas couldn't believe, and yet he had Jesus right there, and Jesus appeared to him. His friends, the apostles, and those gathered around Jesus had come into that belief. And yet our challenge is to carry our faith in such a way that those who doubt might come to believe. Think about that. Maybe your task is to be the example of Christ in the world, to be present to those who doubt, to those who can't believe. And it might come in lots of different words. A famous saint, St. Francis, says, you know, preach the gospel often, and if necessary, use words. It's a brilliant thought. I grew up in a small town, and I remember hearing from people who would say this, and some of you might have heard this, you know, well, I'm not going to that church because I work with some of those people, and I know what they're really like. Anybody ever heard someone say that? I'm convinced that the best way to have other people become Christian is for Christians to really be Christians in the world. Because when we do that, it's so compelling. When we're willing to be a person of faith with others who don't believe, when we're willing to reach out and to offer the extra food that we might have, when we're willing to offer help in lots of different ways, when we're willing to take stands for all kinds of things that we believe in, injustice and things like that. At our children's service, the kids talked about that one of the things they can do is to stand up to the kids who are being bullied around them, to be able to stand up for those that are being harmed. We can be Christians in so many different ways at all kinds of different times if we're willing to do it. We don't have to be perfect. But when we do it, it's compelling. And people want to know why. And they'll ask. In the coming weeks, we'll hear the stories and the Acts of the Apostles when the apostles are going out and people are coming to faith left and right. And I always think that this particular time in our journey, it's a moment where we can reflect and think about how we might be called to help others into faith. So take some time to think about that footprints prayer. Think about the ways that God has carried you when maybe you couldn't be carried yourself. Think about that message that I shared with you about how sometimes we're called to be the people of faith when those who are around us can't always have faith. And then turn it into action in your life to really be the Christians wherever you are. Whether it be in your retirement home, at your work, at your school, in your neighborhood, at the grocery store, to really be an example of Christian love. Because when we do that, we are showing people Jesus' hands. We are showing them Jesus' wounds. We are letting the Thomases of the world see for a moment that Christ is alive, as that hymn we just sung. That Christ is very present. And through that, others might come to believe. I was there and I carried you when you couldn't carry yourself. I'm called to have more faith because while you can't, my faith will carry you. I'm called to be Jesus in the world so that others might come to believe. Amen.